Well, probably, yeah. Don't know yet.
Down 14 points, what was sort of the key offensively in the first half?
Well, the key was double dipping, was being able to get the ball in the second half. You know, we're a team that defers. They elected to receive and gave us an opportunity to score in 2 minutes, come back, get the ball, and score again and steal possession. And, you know, had a good halftime, talked to the guys, and just figured out, you know, what we're going to do. And guys went out there and executed.
You know, the pass downfield, the key on, how much do you sort of trust him already in the windows, really tightly contested jump?
Yeah, I mean, he went up, made a play. I feel like I could have thrown a touchdown earlier in the game to him on a little post route at the goal line, elected to run. But after looking at that, I was like, you know what, I'm just going to trust the kid and let him do what he does, and made a great play there.
You guys, you're down 14 early, things weren't going well. But is this a kind of a testament to been there, done that before for you guys?
For sure. And I think you look at us offensively, you know, they did a good job of holding on to the football and running the ball well and kind of controlling the game. You know, we felt like we barely touched the ball, but we felt like we were constantly in the green. We were ahead of the sticks. We've got the one fumble by me that can't happen. And then we got a few penalties that pushed us back there. So need to clean those things up. But, you know, we felt like we were rolling pretty well on offense.
9 different players had a reception in this one all preseason. You've talked about just whatever. Guys are going to make plays. It doesn't matter who it is. To see it actually come to fruition in a regular season game, how validating is that?
Oh, it's great. You know, everybody's going to find a way to get their touches. And, again, I don't know what the stats were and who caught how many and how many completions I had, but it felt like every time I looked up, it was somebody new finding a way to get open and catch the ball. And I thought Joe did a great job of calling the game. You know, obviously you want to get some guys more touches to get them going, but it's hard to argue with the results that we've got right now.
Khalil found the end zone today. His ability to maintain his balance through contact seems just incredible. From your perspective, what allows him to maintain his balance in those situations where he's bumped around?
Yeah, it's his ability to drop and sink his hips. His balance control is pretty off the charts. He finds ways to kind of bounce off of guys. You know, and he did a great job on that one. He, you know, throughout the game, finding ways to get open, catching, you know, hard catches, making contested catches, and then, again, run after catch, being tough with the football in his hands, and it was good to see.
Josh, can you give your description of your airborne touchdown, just from your perspective?
Oh, yeah. Just kind of, again, split-second situations. The first rushing touchdown, I kind of lowered the shoulder, knowing that was a corner. The second time, I know it was Buddha, and Buddha's a – he's a good player, and he'll lay the boom on you, so I decided to go up and over, but, you know, probably can't make a living doing that, but here we are.
What did you see on the Hollins touchdown? Look like the boot reported stacks.
Yeah, they went zero. We had an alert along with the play, so it was a good call by Joe and found a way to alert it. We've repped that play quite a bit of times, you know, and the job there is get inside and you know, give him a catchable ball, and Mac did a great job of doing that and scoring a touchdown.
Josh, what does starting with a win do for a team?
I mean, it just – puts you in front of the chains. It really does. You know, losing and playing catch-up is no fun. So again, 1-0 is what we're trying to do each week. And, you know, we got a short week going to a division rival in Miami, you know, and got to have a quick turnaround, watch the film on this one, and find a way to turn the page tomorrow and start getting ready for them.
Josh, 33 carries overall for the offense. I know that traditionally has not been the way this offense. What does that do for you and as a quarterback when you guys are that efficient running the ball?
Yeah, I mean, again, staying in front of the chains, when we can run the ball like that, we're going to find success because it helps play action. It helps our O-line not just sit and pass set in a game. It allows us to do different things and have different personnel and force their hand, you know, whether they want to play base or nickel to some of our personnels. And, you know, we can still feel like we still feel like we can pass out of those personnels. You know, even having guys like Reggie Q and Alec, for that matter, being our jumbo tight end. But again, it just keeps defenses on their toes and allows us to be two-dimensional.
What is the message when it's 17-3? I know you guys probably are, you know, stay patient, we can turn this around. But is it as simple as that? Because, you
know. It's just don't blink. Been here before. Again, we knew that we were getting the ball at halftime. So we get the ball, finding a way to score points before and after the half, and you know, Coach McDermott preaches that all the time, and that's good situational football by our guys.
Josh, you've been in that position.
Over this. They're pretty disappointing. It really wasn't anything that we were doing. It should have been cleaned up, and we'll look forward to cleaning those up.
Josh, you've been in that position several times during your career. How important is it to score before halftime when you're getting the ball back after the half?
It's huge. It's still in a possession. Keeps your defense fresh. And, you know, offensively, if you find something, you know, you score, you keep that momentum going, you get the ball, and you go score again. That's really huge and really affected the outcome of the game today.
Josh, what happened to your hand exactly, if you could tell us? And when the adrenaline wears off, is there any concern that this could be something that gives you trouble on a short week?
We'll find out. I'm not quite sure. I'm not a doctor. But just kind of landed on it.